Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa; St. Paul, Minnesota; Akron, Ohio; Plainfield, Indiana; Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter; Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Story Pirates. Kids write stories. We act them out. Kids write more.
Welcome back to the Story Pirates Podcast. My name's Lee.
My name's Peter.
And we're bringing you stories written by kids that we've turned into awesome radio plays.
We're the Story Pirates. That's what we do.
Peter, what's today's story?
Today's story was written back in 2013 by a fourth grader named Quinn Sahutske. And Quinn's story is called The Princess Lifeguard Camp.
Amazing title. Peter, before we hear the Story Pirates adaptation of Quinn's story, let's read the original story Quinn sent in to us.
Cool.
Lifeguard camp was told to be hard and boring, especially since it was instructed by mean old Miss Pigs. That's why 11-year-old Sarah Grace was very sad she had to go. But the next thing she knew, she was packing, and the next thing she knew, the bus was coming, and the next thing she knew was she was on her way. She got there and found out she was bunking with Gia, who was a very nice girl. When they were done unpacking, she got a letter that said, "Dear campers, we are sad to say that Miss Pigs will not be your instructor this year. She has been replaced with Carly, Luke, and Jesse. That is all. Thank you. From Camp Counselor Kelsey." Sarah Grace and Gia were excited to have Miss Pigs gone, but worried a little too. Were Carly, Luke, and Jesse nice, or were they strict and old like Miss Pigs? "I guess we will find out tomorrow," said Sarah Grace at lights out. "Early rise tomorrow, Sarah Grace. Yawn. Good night." The next morning at 7 sharp, they woke up and met the new instructors, a couple of teenagers from a small town in Michigan. "Hey guys, I'm Carly, this is Luke, and this is Jesse. We are your new instructors. Now, to make this fun, we are going to have a theme, which will be princesses," Luke added in. "Tomorrow we will swim in the lake and practice saving dummies in our clothes," said Jesse. "You never know when you might just see someone drowning while you are wearing clothes. To make it fun, we will dress up like princes and princesses," Carly said. "As of today, every Thursday is Princess Fun Day, so grab a partner and dance while we eat donuts." Sarah Grace could not believe it. Out of all the years she had done lifeguard camp, this is the first year she had been enjoying it. Carly, Luke, and Jesse were the best. Finally, it was time for the lifeguard contest finals. It was our camp against Camp Lifeguard Diana, and their instructor, Diana. We ended up losing by 1 point. Carly said it was okay, because we tried our hardest. And I went back to my cabin happy, because of what my instructor said to me at the end. "You are all pretty princesses in my world." The end.
Wait, I just want to take this opportunity to say that you're a pretty princess in my world.
You are also a pretty princess in my world.
Thank you.
To all our listeners, you are pretty princesses in our world.
Every single one of you.
Here it is, the Story Pirates adaptation by Quinn Sahutske, Princess Lifeguard Camp.
Sarah Grace, what are you still doing in bed? You're going to be late for your first day of a lifeguard camp.
But Dad, I don't want to go.
Oh, come on, honey. Your mother and I both went to this camp when we were your age, and now we're expert lifeguards.
But I go every year and it's not fun.
Sarah, you live in Michigan. There are over 26,000 natural and man-made lakes larger than 1 acre. You need to know how to be safe.
But lifeguard camp is going to be so hard and boring.
It sure is. But that's not even the worst part. The lifeguard instructor is the mean old Ms. P. Peaks. She is awful. She is so mean and so old. I did not like having her as an instructor.
I'm so sad.
Sarah, you should be. Like you said, lifeguard camp is hard and boring. Oh, that sounds like the bus. Have fun at lifeguard camp.
Oh, all aboard. Hello there again, Sarah Grace.
Hello, bus driver. Please drive slowly.
Oh, you look so sad. Look, why don't you find a seat? Next thing you know, you'll be sitting down. Then the next thing you know, we'll be on our way. And the next thing you know, we'll be at camp.
Okay.
You can sit here if you want to.
Thanks.
My name is Gia. I'm very nice.
I'm Sarah, and I am not looking forward to lifeguard camp.
I agree. I've heard horrible stories about Miss P.
She's the strictest lifeguard in the Great Lakes region.
I know, but you have to admit, lifeguard skills are important to learn, especially in Michigan, where there are over 6,500 lakes larger than 10 acres.
So I've heard.
Oh, everybody, here we are. Welcome to lifeguard camp. Grab your water wings, and upon exiting the bus, you will find your bunks. Good luck. You're gonna need it.
Sarah, we should be bunkmates.
That's a great idea.
Hey, these bunks are actually pretty nice. Oh, look, a letter. Hey, why don't you read it aloud while I unpack?
Okay. Dear campers, welcome to Lifeguard Camp. We are sad to say that Miss Pigs will not be your instructor this year. She has been replaced with Carly, Luke, and Jesse. That is all. Thank you from Camp Counselor Kelsey. Hey, did you hear that? We won't have to deal with Miss Pigs!
Oh, that's great news. I just hope Carly, Luke, and Jesse aren't mean and strict and old like Miss Pigs!
Well, I guess we'll find out tomorrow, but it's getting late. I'm gonna go to sleep.
I agree. Early rise tomorrow, Sarah Grace.
Good night, Gia. Oh, 7 o'clock already?
Did you pack a rooster?
Never mind that. Rooster, get back into your bed. We have to go meet our new instructors.
I sure hope they're nice.
Okay, everyone, grab a seat and we can begin.
Welcome to Lifeguard Camp! My name is Carly.
I'm Jesse.
And I'm Luke.
We're just some teenagers from a small town in Michigan looking to teach you all about water safety. Did you know that Michigan has over 1,000 lakes that are larger than 100 acres?
Unlike the last few summers, though, we're gonna make it really fun by having a theme.
Which will be princesses.
Ooh!
That's right, the theme will be princesses!
Ooh!
Tomorrow we will swim in the lake and practice saving dummies in our clothes. Because you never know when you might just see someone drowning while you are wearing clothes.
And to make it fun, we're gonna dress like princes and princesses.
Ooh!
Gia, this sounds so fun!
I know, I can't wait to learn to be a lifeguard.
Let's go to the lake!
All right, princes and princesses, are we ready to save these dummies?
Yay!
Sarah Grace, why don't you go first?
Okay.
On your mark, get set.
Go, Sarah Grace!
Go,
Sarah Grace! I believe in you so hard! Don't worry, you have so much time left. Time's up.
Whoa, great job, Sarah Grace. You saved that dummy in record time!
Wow, I'm so glad you're at our camp. We're gonna need you at the lifeguard contest.
What's that?
Oh, at the end of the summer, like every year, we have a lifeguard contest against the opposing camp, Camp Lifeguard Diana.
Yeah, the only difference is, this year, we're gonna be dressed as princes and princesses.
Hey everyone, as of today, every Thursday is a princess fun day! So grab a partner and dance while we eat donuts!
I think this is going to be a fun summer.
Okay, let's dance!
Yeah,
party!
Woo, party! Woo! Dear Mom and Dad, I can't believe summer is almost over. I've had a great time at lifeguard camp and I've learned a lot. Today is the day of our lifeguard competition and I can't wait to compete. Our whole team will be dressed as princesses. See you tomorrow. Love, Sarah.
Hey, Sarah, come on. We're going to be late for the lifeguard contest.
Let's go!
Hello, Hello, campers. I am Lifeguard Diana, head lifeguard of neighboring camp Lifeguard Diana.
We love you, Lifeguard Diana!
We love you, too. Oh, we are so pleased to be here in our annual lifeguard competition. And might I add, you are all wearing lovely princess dresses. But enough talk. Let the games begin!
Go, our team! Go, our team! I'm leaning for so hard! We have plenty of time left! And time.
Great job today, Sarah.
You too, Gia.
Okay, campers, gather around. Congratulations! We are so proud of you! You did an amazing job!
Yay!
Unfortunately, we lost to Lifeguard Diana by 1 point.
Aww. Oh, now come on, everybody. Don't be upset. Didn't you try your hardest?
Yes.
Did you have fun?
Yes.
Then you're all pretty princesses in my world.
Yay!
Hey, thanks for a great summer, everybody. See you next year!
Sarah!
Oh, hey, Dad!
Sarah, how was lifeguard camp?
Dad, out of all the years I've done lifeguard camp, this is the first year I've had fun.
Well, that's great. Wait, where did you get that amazing princess dress?
Dad, you never know when you might just see someone drowning while you are dressed as a prince or princess. Mm,
that is how I met your mother.
The end!
And now Lee speaks with the author of Princess Lifeguard Camp, Quinn.
Hey, Quinn.
Hi.
How's it going?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for talking to me today.
Yep, no problem.
So, Quinn, you wrote the story Princess Lifeguard Camp.
Yeah.
And how old were you when you wrote it?
I think I was 10 or 11.
And how old are you now?
13.
Awesome. Do you remember how you got the idea for the story?
Yeah, that summer I was doing swim team. And each year for swim team, we have a different theme. And that year the theme was princesses.
Amazing.
So one day all of the lifeguards came dressed up as princesses. So I thought that was really funny. So I thought, I'll write a story about that.
That's amazing. One of my favorite things about the story is the name of, like, the old mean camp counselor who she thinks is going to be the counselor at the camp, Miss Pig. How did you come up with that name?
Oh, I don't know. I just thought that sounds like a name of a really mean person.
I like the way that you wrote it. For people that didn't see the story, it was written with, like, 12 different G's, right?
Yeah.
Do you do a lot of writing still?
Yeah, I like to write still. I like to write stories mostly.
What kind of stories do you write?
I don't know. Anything, really. I like to write about stuff that I did during the day. I like to write about, like, fantasy stuff. Anything.
Oh, cool. So, like, sometimes journaling, sometimes, like, fantasy making up characters and stuff?
Yeah, mostly I like to make up characters.
Do you like fantasy characters more than any other kind?
Yeah.
What are your favorite fantasy books that you've read?
Well, I wouldn't call it, like, fantasy. I guess I really liked a book called The Penderwicks.
Okay.
It was one of my favorites. I don't know. I liked the realistic fiction.
Right. That's awesome. And what else do you do in your spare time to be creative or just for fun?
I really like to sing and I like to act.
Oh, great.
I do a lot of theater.
Oh, cool. What theater have you done recently?
Just recently, I was in The Lion King.
Oh, amazing.
I played Rafiki.
Ugh, what a great role.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Rafiki, there's a lot to sing in Circle of Life, right?
Yeah.
And then is there, like, another big Rafiki song?
Yeah, it's a song called He Lives in You.
Yes, and that song is not in the movie, right?
No, only in the stage version.
Right, but it's a beautiful song.
Yeah, it's a really good one.
Did you do that at school or in the community somewhere?
That was a school play.
Well, congrats. That sounds really fun.
Yeah, it was. Thanks.
How'd you get into theater and singing and acting?
Well, when I was in third grade, we had a mom who would write plays for us to perform. They were really small, original plays, and I had so much fun doing those plays. And then we found out about this, like, community theater group that I had so much fun doing that I just kept doing it, and I found out, oh, I really like to do this, and I'm pretty good at it, too, so.
Oh, that's so cool. Do you ever think about writing a theater piece for yourself?
Yeah, I think that would be a lot of fun, actually.
Yeah, I think you should do that, because you're such a great writer, and if you like performing, you know, the way to get the best roles is to write them yourself, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Quinn, if there are any kids listening that want to know how to write their own story, what kind of advice would you give them as to how to start?
Try to find something that you can relate to and go from there. You know, find something that you really want to write about and write about it.
So write what you know, write what you like.
Yeah, write what you know, write what you like.
Do you ever write from the perspective as a character? Since you're an actor, like I bet you did a bunch of character work for Lion King, right?
Mm-hmm.
And does that ever influence how you write and make up your own characters, like trying to think like them?
Yeah, I guess so. I like to write like that.
What was it like when you heard your story on the radio?
Oh, I was so excited. I told my entire class. I said, you gotta listen because they're gonna read my story out loud. I was so excited.
And did it sound the way you expected, or was it surprising?
It was surprising. I thought you did like a really good job with it. You made it really funny.
Thank you. We really loved your story. It made us laugh so hard.
Thanks.
Well, thanks again for talking to me about your story, Quinn, and thanks for writing it, and I hope you keep writing.
Yeah.
And good luck with all the theater projects.
Thank you so much.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
If you want to see the Story Pirates live in person, come visit us in New York City, where we perform on select Saturdays throughout the year in Midtown Manhattan. We feature new stories every week with kid authors there to take a bow after the show. Find our full schedule at our website, storypirates.com. We're also heading to Lebanon Opera House in New Hampshire on February 7th, the Capital Center for the Arts in Concord, New Hampshire on February 8th, and later this spring we'll have stops in Wingate, North Carolina, Fort Wayne, Indiana, Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, and Lake Placid, New York, just to name a few. Check out our website, storypirates.com, and click Performances at the top for details, times, and tickets. While you're there, you can also buy t-shirts for the Story Pirates fan in your life. Please remember to friend us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter and Instagram. And of course, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes. Give us a rating and leave a comment if you feel so moved. And we will see you next time.
Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 through 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes, igniting imagination in children, offering activities that encourage musical curiosity, and developing knowledge of musical concepts. To find all of the fun, child-friendly games and quizzes, just go to, Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
Peter, do you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids?
I sure do. Practice, practice, practice.
No. That's the old joke about Carnegie Hall. I'm wondering if you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids.
Kids can practice too, Lee. Jeez.
I know kids can practice. I'm just wondering how to find Carnegie Hall Kids.
It's on 7th Ave between 56th and 57th Street.
No, Peter, not the physical Carnegie Hall. I'm talking about the website Carnegie Hall Kids, where kids can check out fun musical games and quizzes.
I'm not sure I follow.
Well, there's one quiz called Animal or Instrument.
Ooh, good question. I think you either sound like a crow or a trumpet.
No, not me. Animal or Instrument is a quiz that asks kids to listen to sounds and then guess how they're made.
Sounds okay. I'd rather learn about different musical traditions from different cultures, though.
You can do that at Carnegie Hall Kids, too. I just need to know how to get there.
You're going to want to take the NQ or R train to 57th Street. You can't miss it.
It's a website!
I can make an elephant sound!
Very good, Peter.
Thank you.
Start your child's musical journey today at kids.carnegiehall.org.
Hey, you figured it out!
That's kids.carnegiehall.org. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is brought to you by Paramount Pictures' new big-screen family comedy adventure, IF. Set within the magical world of imaginary friends, IF's fantastically fun, original story entertains audiences of all ages and delivers a comedy packed with lots of laughs and heart. IF is in theaters May 17th. Personally, I'm looking forward to seeing IF because of all the weird, wild, and funny characters. I saw the trailer, and there's this weird banana-looking character that you can only see in the trailer for like a second, but I'm obsessed. What's that guy's deal? I cannot wait to find out. Plus, if you know me, you know I like a stacked cast, and this one has got it all. Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., and Steve Carell. A-list much? Not to mention that IF also has my personal favorite actor of all time. That's right, Jon Stewart. I am excited to see this movie, not least of all, because I'd like to see and or hear Jon Stewart on the big screen. From visionary director John Krasinski, IF is about a girl who discovers that she can see everyone's imaginary friends. It's the perfect movie to see with the whole family and takes audiences on a magical big screen adventure filled with heart and hilarious laughs that are meant to be shared. Best of all, IF celebrates the power of a child's imagination, which, you know, sounds pretty good to me. See IF in theaters May 17th.